GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. With the hot rejoin, it's the perfect opportunity to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Wednesday.
It's coming.
It's
coming. I gotta wait for this damn ad.
It's Wednesday.
Almost there.
We're sorry, Witch.
Almost there. And
so it's Wednesday.
3, 2, 1.
Sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too.
To Jason and his team for bringing about lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing for lunch or dinner or your graduation party. They're fully staffed now, open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch, superior sandwiches.
8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. If you disagree, if you agree, the floor is open. This is this part of the conversation is where I say I may have an attack on the
You said analytic.
The
earlier.
Analytic torchbearers.
Okay.
This may turn into that kind of battle.
Okay.
Conversations football. Right now, we're in big picture. Yesterday, you know, we went down our roster. The reason we, at the drop of a dime, like to talk about the roster, like to say names, because once you get used to hearing the names, you have to acknowledge, I know these players' names through upside potential, through recruiting, through talented guys. Okay?
Absolutely.
So it is fair for me to say, hey, Nikki, I want you to look up every junior or redshirt sophomore, and I want you to compare their weight when they came in versus weight now. I mean, these are just comparisons, because what we're doing is we're formulating our opinion about the football. Not just opinion, Steve. We're in the process of formulating our expectations, because that's the conversation. Hey, we're going to have to, you know, decide on how tough we think the schedule is.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to decide how we think, how do we weigh having a three-year quarterback who's in every conversation, who looks like one of the more functional quarterbacks in all of college. Okay? We need to find weights for certain things so we can set a fair standard in our own minds, you know, because like I said, you know, and this is pre-injury. This is pre, you know, things taking the turn for any kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to set weights. How do we determine what our expectations is for the season? Because here's the conversation. Some people think 8 wins. When you say 8 wins, people get agitated. You know, we should be shooting higher. Some people say 8 wins in a Power 5 conference is tough to do. Mm-hmm. Some people say 8 wins with this recruiting class, you know. So that's what you understand. Mm-hmm. We're looking for weights in all kind of positions to determine the trajectory of our program. Because here's the thing. This program is more about trajectory than it is a number.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Louisville, this is why we always say Louisville football is a hunter. But we've always had, or we've gotten very comfortable making comparisons about being knocking on the door. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the Brahms and the Petrinos and the Charlies, we always say, I can go in there and beat anybody.
Absolutely.
Now, I can lose some stinkers, but I can go beat anybody. Listen, a Petrino, what's his bottom year is 7. Mm-hmm. We talk about 7s like we fire you. You had a Heisman Trophy guy 2 years ago. We're going to fire you for 7. Mm-hmm. Like, and again, I'm just talking about how the narrative was. You know, I didn't necessarily think that, but the narrative was 7's unacceptable.
Yeah.
So 8 is ho-hum, you know? So you've been living with Petrino for years of, we're going to win 9, 10, or 11. Mm-hmm. What y'all think?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you know, and Charlie. We have dudes, Charlie. We got dudes. We should not be, you know, hey, you need to pick up the pace. Like, yeah, you, these close games, crap. We're running the ball against the toughest teams when we do play them.
Sure.
We don't gauge at Conference USA record. We don't gauge on Big East record. Mm-hmm. We say, okay, what do we do when we hit the big boys? Which is why when we had this conversation, I talked to you yesterday. I said, this is the perfect schedule for us. And a perfect schedule is a good mid-range where they can get us or they can not get us. And I'm going to be able to
there's a lot of that.
I'll be able to determine a trajectory by looking at my weight gain from the players you already had. Listen, your recruiting class is awesome. Awesome recruiting class mixed in with phrases that people don't like. Like lack of development. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see players that should be ahead of the game because we know the names. That's the downside of knowing your players.
Yeah.
Man, Steve been talking about that guy for 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be playing now. Like when Marcus gets on here and he talks about Josh Minkins, you know, if I sit another year and there's no Josh Minkins, I have a 6'2", 6'3", you know, DB that's from Louisville and he's, you know, fast and he's still not playing and he's still, you know, eventually the brain is going to start saying, hey, I got a right to expect, you know, at least Bobby Petrino numbers, you know,
Absolutely.
So you have history of records. I don't get blinded by the history of records because I know all records are not created equally.
No.
Through schedule, through style of play. Listen, next thing. We've got our coaching history.
Yeah.
Why would you even bring up Crackthorpe? He was a blip on the radar of between John L's and Patino's and Charlie Strong's. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a 20-year run with a 3-year blip where we felt like our trajectory. When Charlie won 6 games, we were like, let's go.
Oh, we were jacked. Yeah.
Give me to the summer, let's go.
Man, I remember going to that Beef O'Brady's Bowl and going for that 7th win. I mean, that was huge.
So do you understand what I'm saying? Like my battle with analytic guy,
can always find a number to convince you that it's great or it's garbage. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we as a fan base have got to turn into smarter basketball, smarter football brains. We have to start looking at the product, looking at the individual growth. You know, when we start saying we have to know our linemen, we're doing 5 years ago, Steve.
Yeah.
You and I sat in here. You got to know your linemen. Mm-hmm. You got to start knowing your recruits, knowing, because that's the only way you really get educated in judging your program.
Well, I do think there's a difference in basketball.
Yeah. I'm just talking about intricate details to help you make a more informative a baseline.
Sure.
Now I know I saw that Ashton kid. Okay, I saw where you were at. I saw how hard he worked. Now I can compare four other guys that came in with him. Is Ashton an anomaly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did the other three guys not blow up as well?
Well, I mean, guys like Raheem Craig, Victoire Brown.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Like, these are dudes that I think you're going to compare.
Yes, yeah. And you understand what I'm saying? It's going to help me judge the standard and the trajectory mm-hmm. by knowing the players,
sure.
by saying those names that we should know and we should see develop. Another thing, style of play.
Mm-hmm.
I went back, Kyle Bowling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lose a quarterback or whatever. You throwing Kyle Bowling?
Mm-hmm.
I see guys open.
Yeah.
I can run the ball.
Yeah. I remember I said Mickey Crum would make the NFL if Kyle Bowling was the quarterback. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, yeah, right, right, yeah. right. But here's the thing. When you watched our good years versus our so-so years, you were like, mm-hmm. be careful. I mean, you and I, we had this conversation. When I start setting rules on, does this team tell you, be careful? When I'm getting ready for a game, when we're 10-point underdogs, is it be careful, or it's let's see what he can cook up? That's trajectory. That's sure. real opinion on six wins, 7 wins, 8 wins, 9 wins. What it looks like. Again, if it's down ACC 8. With transfers and Malik running the ball,
yeah,
it's going to be a conversation. You understand how different the same record can be extremely different.
Oh, sure. Because here's the thing.
I mean, does this list make sense?
No. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
And I'm trying to pull us out of just number analytic stuff.
Yeah, because
like weights, you can detail. Records are going to be different. Mm-hmm. Coaching trajectory, that's not an analytic. You can really, you know, you see it. You can see it on the field. You know, when we said rush four, you saw it. It wasn't an analytic thing. I think we need to start relying more on that part of the sport rather than just coming up with a number and just sitting back. I mean, doing lazy.
Yeah, and just saying, hey, 7 wins, it's failure. 8 wins, it's failure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get away from that.
I get caught up in that sometimes mm-hmm. with because, I mean, to an extent,
it does matter. It's a stat.
Yes.
It's a stat. No stat is irrelevant.
But I think it's more relevant the lower the number.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, the weight goes up,
you
of course.
Five or six.
Yes.
Every other stat goes out the window.
Right.
You know, if I do not think this will happen, let me be clear, mm-hmm. but like they take that team out there this year and you win 5 or 6, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's like last year. The offensive numbers were really good.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. Nobody cares.
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to, don't come in here and tell me like,
when your Virginia quarterback does what he does,
yeah.
No, you do not care about the numbers you put up.
But to your point, style of play. I think this style of play actually will work here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think people can enjoy it because I think one thing we haven't been able to see out of Coach Satterfield's offense is the how much potential for the big play there is.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a pro offense that really sets up a big play.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does. You play... I say boring, but I'm doing quotes.
Let me
pause. Go ahead.
Setting up for the big play.
Mm-hmm.
This is a not okay. I'll defer to you on this question.
Okay. I have an opinion and I have a thought, but I don't know if it can be shot down.
Okay.
An offense that just sets up the big play.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 42-point cap on it.
Yeah.
Because it's 8 plays to set up one.
Yeah.
It's 8 plays to set up one. There's an average of 60, you know, it's an average of 113 plays a game.
Yeah.
So if I do 8 to set up one, 8 to set up one, 8 to set up one, it's like my scoring is capped instead of my creativity being able to run up a score against an inferior team any way I want to. Is that a
100%?
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, yes, absolutely. But you still find ways to make.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's negative or positive. No. I'm just saying, is that an offensive cap that we're going to have to adjust to?
Yes.
You know, we're okay. That's a setup. That's a setup. That's a setup. That's a setup. Mm-hmm. Okay, about the fifth play here. You know, here it comes.
I think so, but the thing is what we feel like we've been lacking is defensively sometimes, because if you score 42 and give up 17, that looks like a beat down. You don't care. You're not thinking about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, against Virginia, I mean, God, I mean, we were
cruising,
furious at Coach Satterfield after the Virginia game. But at the end of the day, I go back and you watch some of that and you're like, well, I mean, God, he drew up a perfect play to Tyler Harrell down the field, and Tyler Harrell drops the ball. I mean,
and
we had what, 42 points
right,
or something?
Right, it's like, right.
How did?
And I'm not doing a blame game because there's that kind of game, and I can watch Coach Petrino draw up something. I can watch him draw up 3 plays in a row, right?
Yeah,
and I can come in here tomorrow and I can say, y'all, he drew up 3 perfect plays. Jalen Smith dropped one. You know, somebody else, you know, hold was on that play, and something else happened. And that's that turns into, well, you shouldn't have had that guy out there. You shouldn't have had Jalen Smith out there running that play.
Or
you shouldn't have had that guy. And it's like, no, I'm being conscious of every aspect of what we see as a fan before we set numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to determine what are the things you're going to be looking for outside of raw numbers. You know, what's going to be weighted to you the most? A defense, a big turnaround defense. That's going to be one of your top 3 weighted things.
Oh, yeah, because I think, I mean, we've said it, and I think fans have expected it because it's been said to us that, I mean, like last year, they were like, I think it's going to be a top 20 defense. And I'm like, well, if this is a top 20 defense, then we're going to win 8-9 games.
Because your eyes told us you think this is going to be a top defense.
My coach did. Yeah,
no, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
talking about your core.
Your coach, you told me
in your expert opinion, this has the potential to be a top 20. And it wasn't, and it was way off.
Mm-hmm.
It looked way off to us.
Yeah.
So that's
and Nick's brought this up a few times, and out of all the just jackassery that comes out of him a lot of times, this was the great one of the best points I think he's ever made about last season, and it totally changed my stance on that opening game.
Some people can change.
Yes, yes, believe it or not. How bad it hurt us that opening game, because like Nick said, the thing with the Ole Miss game wasn't that things went wrong. It's that it looked like every single thing you preached all summer went wrong.
Yeah.
And it was like, holy crap, nothing you said is working. Yeah. It was those exact things. Mm-hmm. And I think that just dug something in our hearts
And here's the thing. And before those marbles roll all out, we collect them back and we say, Arizona State conversation. We talk about, you know, recruiting conversation. We talk about new strength and conditioning conversation.
Sure.
We talk about, you know, new decode. You know, we talk about new additions.
A lot of reasons to be excited.
Yeah, right. So that puts it could be a Band-Aid,
mm-hmm,
or it could be Flex Seal, or you know, or well, it could be a tourniquet.
Well,
you know?
No, I think that there's tangible things that make you say, like, if I'm just on here and I'm like, well, I think next year can be different, and you're like,
And not yeah, not with, change.
Yeah, without the changes, then you can't say just, yeah, you can't say just improvement.
It's just Steve Rummage doing radio on 10 to noon saying, "Well, I think I believe in Satterfield. I think he'll get better."
Yeah.
But what I was saying yesterday and the different things was I was as upset as anybody at him. Mm. I still don't know that I totally believe, you know what I'm saying? But he's done tangible things that make me say things could really look different on the field this year with what he's brought in. He had a great interview, by the way. It's a question and answer on 247. I retweeted it. That was there's no audio to it. It's all reading. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, where he talks about some of this stuff, and it's like, no, dude, you gave me tangible stuff that legitimately makes me believe mm-hmm. that I could see a different product.
And I feel comfortable having the conversation about improved defense. Again, the butt size, I am Jim Carrey. I am plugged in my ears, la, 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 because mm-hmm. there's no speed conversation you can give me. There's no experience conversation that you can give me without that doesn't include me talking about butt size and violence level of hitting. So that's one of those. I'm dug in, and it's just that's just me, though. That's me. And I'm not trying to Pied Piper people along with me on that. Listen, y'all can have fun with the speed conversation. I won't try to convince you that, you know, I'll give you my opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I want more emphasis in the weight gain and in the violence. He was telling me right in the face, "Hey, Marcus, I have a couple playmakers, and they have to be healthy." I'll say, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we listen, we disagree.
Yeah.
But it's, again, we'll disagree in front of the public, and we'll let the public decide, you know what I'm saying? And I'll make your case for you. Mm-hmm. I'll make your case about speed, because I understand where he's coming from with the speed level, and I'm sure he would understand where I come from with the, hey, you gotta sacrifice some health to, you know, to get these guys in a more violent Louisville Hunter frame of mind, which I am used to seeing from Charlie, from John L., from Coach Petrino in a kind of a disrespected Louisville Hunter role.
Absolutely.
Victor, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, love your show.
Appreciate it.
My allergies are killing me today, but I was listening to you guys talk about hockey to football to all, everything, so I had to call in. But just a couple comments on the football take. Yeah, I like what you said as far as the number, the 5, 6, 7, 8 number. But as far as the offensive line, defensive line, I watched a little bit of the spring game. I still didn't see the defensive line caliber guys that I think we need to really turn the corner. And then the quarterback play, I just have one question on the quarterback play, Malik Cunningham. In my opinion, if Petrino was still the coach, he would either be in the NFL or someone else would be starting. So, love your show, and I just want to get your comment on that.
Look, Victor, I do appreciate the call. I think it's a miracle. I think it's a miracle that we've had a quarterback like Malik Cunningham with the yards he's had and misses few plays as he has.
It is, but I will say, I think the only thing with Malik is the win loss column. That's what I think has stopped. That CBS thing that had Will Levis going number one had him going in the 20s. I mean, so he's getting, whether you believe it or not, I mean, he's getting some first round conversation.
And King Domo on there says, "I'm not doing prevent defenses," and I'm like 10 yards off the line.
I agree with that.
In this year, what is this? This is fourth year, right?
Yeah.
Is it? Listen, third and 13, 10 yards off the line.
No, I totally agree.
I'm done.
I totally agree. But I think you brought in some dudes that can play.
And listen, coaches, I'm sorry. This is just Marcus.
Yeah.
This is just Marcus.
No, it's not just Marcus. Look,
I'm speaking for Marcus on this one. I cannot watch. If I have to watch Keytrell Clark back up 10 yards and watch them throw a 10-yard inside and just watch a guy go down to his knees – and get 11, 12 yards. It's just like, I'll freak out.
Let me give you tangible. Bringing in Brownlee, bringing in Riley, bringing in, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Keytrell Clark is still there. We know what he can do. You know, bringing in.
Can we get QB hurries without a fifth man?
That's what we need. We need guys that are able to come. And that's where I think the Jermaine Lole, I think somebody says Lole is how you say it.
Yep.
I think bringing him in as a guy who can get push up the middle, which in turn will help the, you know what I'm saying, will help the rush. So I just. Yeah, I mean, again, there's tangible things that make me say things can look different on this team. It's not just pie in the sky. There is real tangible stuff here. Now, and I agree, little things, and I think this is where the frustration. This texter comes in and says, if we had ran the ball out of the I formation from the 5-yard line versus Virginia and Clemson, we're having an entirely different conversation. And I think that's where the frustrating part came in last year, was it wasn't just – the year before that, it was fumbles. It was turnovers. It was
that can be cleaned up.
That can be cleaned up, but that's no fault really of the coach. Yeah,
this one felt like you were making conscious decisions.
Because I actually agree with that text 100%.
Or to get inside the five and say, Malik, either run it or pass.
Because I think this fan base, and I know people would say, no, it would be revisionist history, but I think if you line up and you try to run the football against Clemson and they just stop you, I think this fan base
would be a lot less.
If people didn't see it on radio, I just tipped my cap.
You know, it's good job. Listen, it's the Coach Mac comment. It's the Coach Mac Bellarmine comment.
We stuffed Clemson on the other. Sorry, I was saying. I think you just say, hey, good job. I don't know what to tell you.
Or we yelled at our players.
But I think when you left it up, and coaches said on this show. He said it on this show. Three of those calls were passes.
With QB running options.
With Malik having the option. And I think fans wanted to hear, I think what fans want to say is, hey, man, when I get on the five or the four, unless you have one, like maybe have one dialed up, have one in your back pocket, like, you know, a little play action and then, you know, or something. But
And Steve.
Line up and put it in the end zone.
Steve, I am guilty. I am guilty. Like I'll say something extremely arrogant. I set this up a long time ago. Okay. I set up the fan anger a long time ago. I put the coaching staff in a bad position when I said against, it might have been EKU 2 years ago. I said, in those games where you're running up the score, you cannot let Malik Cunningham run 5 touchdowns from inside the 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, that's not football. Mm-hmm. That's not basketball. That's sports. You can't let Malik have 5 touchdowns against Eastern or whoever we were playing at the beginning of the year. Inferior opponents. You got to give that ball to the running back.
Yeah.
You need to. These offensive linemen, I know they're beautiful people. They're wonderful human beings. They're selfless and all that. But you're testing everybody's patience when you let Malik start off that year running it in Western Kentucky.
Yep.
5 touchdowns. That looks like, listen, you know who that sounds like, right?
I'm listening.
Hey, man, every time we get inside the 20.
Oh, yeah. I know.
What movie am I thinking of?
Varsity Blues. Yeah.
When he says, hey, man. Oh, look, they called a play. 4-2 toss, you know.
Yeah.
Pass on 3. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Malik's going to run it in again. Go ahead.
Anybody got a problem with us getting him in the end zone? It's on the play.
Right. Yeah. So, but again, there's a reason that scene is in the movie.
But I will say you now bring in Tyon Evans. I think he's a little bit of an alpha in
but
that
you
room.
You still
too.
Felt like you had dudes that could get in the end zone.
Yeah.
You had some dudes.
Sure. Mitchell, Cooley.
Yeah. So that's
Jahar
why.
Jordan now.
Yeah. I'm not putting. Yeah. But here's the thing. In the last year, I'm not putting that on the running back.
Sure. No,
you know what I'm saying? And if Malik, if you're not sticking it in his belly and carrying out your fake, the same way you need him to crash, the same way you need Marshawn Ford
to dive into that line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
When you fake it to him, Malik, you play out that fake.
Mm-hmm.
You give him the ball and you run the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
You don't get to just hand it to him and then stare at him, and if he gets in, he gets in.
Yeah.
You need to be running to take.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, I kind of said, y'all, this concerns me.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
So when 2 years later, you see him on the goal line and Malik stares at him, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, coach, listen, we give you your props when you get your props, but you should see this. You should see this right here. Malik's not carrying out his fakes.
Yeah.
You can tell coach and told him, get a ball up on that one.
Well, and I agree with the text. This full text hasn't pulled up yet. If you look at your O-line, you want to see their eyes light up? Mm-hmm. Say, hey, guys, we got four plays. We don't put it in. It's on you.
And again, I don't mean to cut you off. I say it every year. The offensive line does not get props when Malik scrambles in the end zone.
No.
And I know it's not about props, but be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Be a kid that you're asking for all the sacrifice on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in here and every single place you go on social media in real life, the only person that gives you props is some guy named PFF Ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only guy on the planet that says Louisville's offensive line was top five.
Yeah.
But you know what? Malik had four scrambles mm-hmm. for touchdowns. We grade out at top five, and nobody in the world knows.
Yeah.
Except for Marcus and Steve and Nikki.
Yeah, and I think that this O-line is good. And I think they're going to be good next year.
I think so, too. I'll tell you what. We'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Call me the hitman. It's kind of hard, ain't it? Most feared we becoming the game, we became it. So I painted a masterpiece of an industry tainted. It's not a lithograph, so it's graphic, frame it. The hitman. Say it again. The hitman. The hitman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. I expected to get to this conversation a lot earlier, but we were having fun. By the way, it's really a buzzkill when people can obviously see we're having fun talking about things. And then you get those extra, what you talking about now? Like, could you imagine seeing three people really having fun and people enjoying the interaction? And then somebody just, yeah, you're not talking enough baseball. I don't care what you're talking about. I want you to talk about what I want you to talk about. Oh, don't do that. So,
it's fair.
Buzz Killington, man. We don't like Buzz Killington.
Gotta have this conversation. It's a basketball conversation.
Oh.
It's a very uncomfortable conversation, but I need to put some imagery in people's minds. Okay, so the Midnight Show, they got a little bit of this. I asked their opinion. They said, yes, I can bring it to the day show.
Oh, okay.
So I need y'all to.
Well, thank you all.
Be a little mature on this one, okay? And don't, Nikki, I'm going to need your defense mechanisms, or your crowd may have to step in front and defend me. On your behalf on this one.
Okay, all right.
Your anti-toxic masculinity crowd, I may need their help.
Okay.
They need to know that I'm...
I'll put out some feelers.
Yeah, they need to know...
To my woke friends.
They need to know that this conversation that we're having is because of my experience. And I don't see it as toxic. Okay? So, Steve.
Okay, I'm listening.
Have you ever seen A Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Yeah.
Okay. Nikki, have you seen that?
I have not.
It's not important. We'll revisit that later on.
Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence.
Okay, yes.
Lynn Whitfield, crazy chick.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll revisit that. So throw that out of your mind. Throw that question out of your mind. I've been getting bombarded with the question of NIL, Kenny Payne, Imani Bates, what's going on?
Mm.
Where does Louisville stand?
Mm. Now, sorry, I'll stop calling you.
Now, you and I listen to Kenny Payne.
Uh-huh.
Doing an interview with Jeff Goodman.
Yes.
We wanted to listen to him on Packer and Durham.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't able to get that.
No, we were. Nick didn't get it.
So listen,
he'll probably have it for
tomorrow. Yeah,
he'll probably have it from 12 to 3 today.
You guaranteed to three times.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, this is serious.
I don't know if it's out yet.
No. It doesn't matter. Okay. So Kenny Payne, I'm asking this question, Monty Bates. Everybody always assumes if we don't get a guy, it's the NIL deal thing, right? We always get that one. When we say, no, Kenny Payne's not operating on NIL or bust thing, it gives some people who don't really understand the balance and inferiority complex. Mm-hmm. Like we can't recruit with the big boys based on when we play this Kenny Payne sound tomorrow or some other time, when he addresses what's important to his program, NIL is a part of it. Now, here's where the conversation gets uncomfortable.
Okay.
NIL, Kenny Payne. Mm-hmm. It's a part of it, but that can't be your closer.
Yeah.
NIL cannot open the door, and it can't be your closer. And I thought about this, Steve, and it just, listen, the simile hit me like a ton of bricks, and I'm sorry if people are uncomfortable with this. Well, I'm not really sorry, but grow up. In the movie, much like a lot of young men who, whatever level you want to put it at, you know, when you go to a youth party with your friends,
yeah,
who can get the most phone numbers?
Absolutely.
That turns into who can get to first base, you know, when y'all get older, or second base.
And,
you know, whatever base you try to get to with the ladies when you get a little older, okay? This is kind of like a guy, you know.
Hopefully you're waiting until you're married.
But if you're not.
I was just trying to get off the bench.
If you're a misguided youth.
Just want to get in the batter's box.
Right? No, seriously.
Nick could hit from the left and the right.
It's amphibious.
Seriously. Okay. And listen, I really do want to have this conversation.
The fuck? What's going on?
What
outside?
Is happening?
No, I didn't swear. I
no.
Okay. Are you listening? Okay.
I'm trying to. But there's an old white guy outside taking pictures
with a camera.
With a camera.
And a
and he has a notebook. That doesn't.
It does not bother me one bit.
Okay.
I've been on the stage all my life, Steve.
Well, let me tell you from this delegation. Oh, we're safe. Never mind. I was going to say, without those two walking behind him, that's not a good thing. Okay.
So, when you talk about Kenny Payne, when you talk about NIL,
Saw movies,
the conversation that I had to change it to is when you're hunting, when you're recruiting, like Kenny Payne is doing, you cannot use NIL as your closer. Steve, in the movie I spoke of, there was one bro code. When it came to the fellas closing with the ladies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the bro code violation was?
I don't. It's been a long time.
Yeah, so I
probably,
that.
Gosh, high school since I've saw that.
Nikki, do you know of a bro code violation that you cannot use when you're getting with a girl? And I'm talking about guy talk. You know, guy, macho talk. Regardless if you're telling the truth or not. And tap into youthful Nikki.
Oh, youthful Nikki.
A little younger Nikki.
Well, you weren't really supposed to.
Okay. Well, just think about it, okay?
I don't know how to say this.
I'm going
to
say
something. You weren't supposed to share skirts if you were on the same team.
Okay, so that's your
locker room. Like, okay. No. Like,
that was your thing.
Okay. Yeah, like you weren't supposed to.
Okay. In my world and a lot of the delegation world, and again, this is you transitioning into young adulthood or adulthood or wherever you started intermingling and closing and closing air quotes.
Oh yeah. No, see that. Yeah. Yeah.
When it was time to start closing, what you couldn't do is say, I love you. If you had to say, I love you, that's dirty macking. You know what I'm saying? That's tapping into an emotion.
It's like a cheat code?
Yeah, that's a cheat code. If you have to tell somebody, I love you, to close the deal, that's like you. That's almost saying, I got married to close the deal. You know what I'm saying? I only got married so I can close the deal. Okay?
What if they did really love them?
That's possible.
But
you're not allowed to tell them.
In the world of the, they're learning how to close.
Yeah, chances are.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
In the world of young adolescents learning how to close, that is a cheat code. It's a bro code, and I believe that one Kenny Payne operates by the bro code of we're not doing NIL to close.
I like this. By the way, if you're on the text line, come in with that.
Are they pissed?
No. They come in with your answer when you said what did they what can you not do?
That's what you cannot do. Because like I said, you're tapping into emotion. Like, okay, right now she likes you. Y'all get along. Y'all are good. You know, but if you just turn it up a notch to no, I love you. Now it's like she has to start thinking about you as a potential long-term mate. Not just we're getting to know each other, we're experimenting. No, once you say I love you, we got to have a deeper conversation. That's cheating. So in recruiting, if I come to you and say I have 500,000 NIL, you've already committed $500,000. It's like, okay, game on now. You know, like game on now. You love me. 500,000. You love me. Now I have to think about this as a business. You officially make it a paycheck if you come in there with the, hey, we got $225,000 from the day you sign, and we can probably get you $300,000 from this guy. You know, it's over. The recruit has to see you as an entirely different recruiting relationship.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Sorry. I got thrown off. Was that too awkward of a conversation?
No.
I thought the same damn thing, by the way.
There's something I got thrown off by, and it's just I'm being a child, and it messed me up.
I had to look.
I thought it was the exact same thing, by the way. Yeah, but
And no, back to the conversation. No, I get it.
Yeah, like because you cannot.
Well, it's because it's what Coach Pedino said. If you pay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you pay somebody, they own you, you know.
Yeah, if you make it about.
NIL doesn't totally change that. I mean, I guess it does in a way.
Right, if I recruit based on NIL, you're a money recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Now you lose the other stuff. You're here to go to school.
Yeah.
You're here to get educated. You're here to learn about life. Mm-hmm. Once you say money, it's like all I need is my finance class You know, give me seven finance classes and whatever else I got to stay in school, and that's all I need from you this year.
Yeah. No, sure.
And to keep that, it's like, no, we have to mutually want to close together in that example or this example.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
If she wants to close with me, it's not because I went zero to matrimony. who we got on the line?
Oh, my gosh.
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Whoa, Marcus. First off, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Feeling good.
Secondly, now, Marcus, not Mr. Competitive. You are sitting up here talking about bro code. You closed the deal by all means necessary.
Oh no, no.
That. I don't know. I don't know where you got this.
You're so wrong. Oh, God.
I might be the villain in this situation. Let me tell you something.
No.
I was a 14-year-old, 280-pound offensive lineman.
Oh,
okay?
No.
I didn't get that much of an opportunity. So if I have to close the deal by going ahead and selling some falsehoods every now and then, I'm closing the deal, buddy. And you know what? If my fiance is out there listening, I'm a changed man.
Believers. No. And you should have admitted that. Oh, listen, Dana, I appreciate the call. I got one more before we get out of here. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Appreciate that.
Question is, nowadays with the NIL, are you trying to close the deal with the girl, or do you have to close a deal with the agent or the parent before you can close the deal? As these kids can now have their NIL agents who do their negotiating.
So, see, Doc, what you're talking about is arranged marriages, and my delegation doesn't do that. So that's a good point, though. But yeah, I guess in arranged marriages, you would have to close the deal. In other cultures, you would have to close the deal with more than just the girl in particular.
That's a good point.
But
yeah, I understand nowadays you're recruiting through the agent and not through the kid.
Allegedly. Well, I guess they're all kind of different. We're still early in it. We are still early in it. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Nikki, if we still got a show tomorrow, that'll do. Or people just go on thinking I was raised by wolves.
I was going to say, see?
Maybe I was raised by wolves.
Might have been. Yeah, no, it's...
But, okay, what's worse? What I said or closed by any means necessary?
Dana.
Yeah.
So Dana just
with love.
Dana said,
more people agree with Dana.
I can spread falsehoods, but he was being honest.
Maybe.
Openly. Listen, you can't say I love you to close, and then you find out how many Danas you had in your circle of friends. Hey, no, she told me.
Yeah.
Listen, I saw the note, punk.
All's fair.
Listen, my girlfriend was on three-way with you and her. Three-way.
It just says, like, hey, whoa, hey.
It's like, hang on. Hey, I'm going to beep over real quick, and I'll be right back.
Right.
But hey, she's on the other lines.
I heard the double click.
Yeah.
I know you got somebody on the other line.
Doc asked me before he came on, he's like, when you went up to bat, would you be willing to get hit by a pitch to get on base? And I was like, yeah, 1,000%.
Yes.
I picked the wrong sport. I never had a three-way call in high school. Meet your football and basketball ass.
He learned a lot of things. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven.
Never with another. Well.
On 93.9 The Ville.
Two separate genders.
You have 20 seconds. You can clarify that.
I'd rather not.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano of the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by Which Superior Sandwiches. It took just 11 MLB starts for former Cardinal Reed Detmers to make history last night in Anaheim.
2-2 the count. And here's the next delivery. It's chopped to short. This should do it. The throw to first. It's a no-hitter. It's a no-hitter. Reed Detmers, in just his 11th major league start, pitches a no-hitter. That's the 13th in Angels history. He's being mobbed by his teammates over by the first base area. A historical night tonight at the Big A.
The call on KLAA as Reed Detmers throws a complete no-hitter, the second no-hitter in MLB this season. Detmers threw just 2 strikeouts in the affair and walked only 1. Other scores, number 6 U of L topping IU 7-2 last night on the diamond. They'll return to action Friday with Vatek on the road. The Reds' 2-game win streak ended last night following a Milwaukee 5-4. They're in action this afternoon with the Brewers 12-35. The Bats, they fell 8-1 to Toledo last night at home. And on the pitch, Lou City advancing to the round of 16 in the U.S. Open Cup, beating Detroit FC on the road last night. You heard that right here on ESPN Louisville. They won 4-2 in PKs. I'm Nick Valvano. This is SportsCenter.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.